If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. Now, here's a question for you. What's your feedback loop? Are you able to give with grace? Are you able to give both good and bad advice? And good or bad, you know, constructive comments with grace? Are they going to be well received, or are people just going to take it and go, you know, how dare he? How dare they say something like that about me? How dare they? And all of a sudden they just back up and they decide that everything else that you have to say has no value whatsoever. Because people get defensive when we question their validity. Whether when we tell somebody that they've done something incorrectly, when we tell somebody people that they're bad, when we tell some people that what they have has no value or little value, or they've messed up, people get defensive. That's reality. You know, you do, I do, we all do, because most of us don't want to be told that we're less than. That we haven't done things optimally, that we haven't done things with the best intent or with the most optimal value. And that's, you know, the trick is how do we fix that? How do we let people know in a constructive way that, you know what, you've messed up. All right, how do we fix it from here? I'm not going to fire you. I'm not looking to, you know, to beat you within an inch of your life. I want to sit there and say, this is a learning and teaching moment. How do we get better from here? Because you've already cost the company $50 million because you made this mistake. How do we make sure it doesn't cost us another $100 million later? See ya? Whew. Let's gnaw on this.
You know, and listening to you talk about this, I can't help but think that it's ego. It's all ultimately, if you can or cannot take criticism or feedback or receive it or give graciously. Mm-hmm. I think it's all rooted in our self-worth and how we view ourselves. And I know I'm guilty of it. I mean, it's taken a lot of me to mature and let go of that ego to, you know, become better. Yeah. Right. To improve. I remember once I got frustrated talking to my dad once, and it was frustrating me that I felt like I knew a topic of a subject in school.
Sure.
But I was getting out tested, outperformed. Mm-hmm. And it would frustrate me because I'm like, Dad, what the hell's going on? Like, I know more than so and so. Why did they score better than me? Or why are they perceived better? Or, you know, why is that person the golden, you know, student and I'm not the golden student? And it took a lot of, like, you know, my dad just kind of sit my, you know what, down and be like, look, dude, like, are you open to receiving feedback? And it was jarring for me at that moment because I was like, what do you mean? Like, of course I receive feedback. And he's like, no, seriously, think about that question. Do you receive feedback well? And I don't. I'm saying in present terms, like, because I'm stubborn and I like to think, and I think we all are guilty of this, that we all like to think the way we think is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not necessarily the best way, but it's my way. Mm-hmm. And you learn that very quickly with work environments, with teamwork, you know? Damn it. These topics we're doing this year are like, I need to find a shrink and to work it through, sir.
I mean, my biggest challenge is nobody beats me up worse than me.
True.
No one beats me up worse than me. I've gone through for 15, 20 minutes, an hour, 5 hours, 2 days, a week, a month, you know, beating myself over, trying to figure out what I did wrong, what I could have done better, what I could have said, how I could have handled something, what the, it's just having somebody else tell me that I did something poorly, just is I just look at his bricks on my shoulder. Just I've already got 1,000 pounds on my shoulder because trust me, I'm already beating myself up within a pulp. And when somebody tells me, it says, "Well, yeah, you screwed up." Yeah, I know I screwed up. And a lot of it, you feel like it's just piling on. And they don't, a lot of people don't realize how much I internalize, let's call the word failure. Whether it's true and absolute failure, or it's just, turning left when I should have turned right, or whatever it is, I am my own absolute worst critic. And my challenge is to realize nobody else knows what's going on inside my head.
True.
And people, for the most part, are trying to be helpful. They're trying to be constructive. They're trying to turn this into a learning moment. It's just what they say and how it's, as I tell people all the time, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. And it may not be how you said it, it's how I've internalized it. And that's the problem, is that I, as the receiver, may not be internalizing it the same way you intend it. And that's something that we all need to take into consideration, is because, you may come to a situation with the best intentions. But I love that it says, are you open to criticism? Are you open to looking at this a different way? And all of a sudden, by saying those particular things, you're giving the person permission to say, you know what? I'm already working with this inside my head. I know I screwed up. I've done this, and this. And you're giving the person the ability to sit there and talk amongst themselves and get this out of their head and into the zeitgeist, instead of you saying seven things that I've already figured out, a week ago. And all of a sudden that leads to that level of frustration. So if you sit there and say, "Hey, listen, are you re ready? Do you want to talk about this? Are you open? Are you open to talking about this?" And a lot of it is starting with the conversation. It says, "How did you see that situation unfold?"
That's a great question.
Instead of, saying, "Hey, listen, I saw this. You screwed up because of this." The question is allowing that person to articulate it in their own voice, in their own way. And I think that that's a far more powerful way of doing it as a leader, because you're enabling them to articulate in their own words where they see the challenges. And that can lead to some great coaching and mentoring moments, to sit there and say, "Well, okay, I heard you say this, and this. Have you thought about this?" "No, actually, I hadn't." "Okay, let's get into that." And I think that that's what we need to do. We need to enable people to be able to articulate the challenge from their own point of view before we articulate it from ours.
I think to add to that is knowing what the motivation is of the person either giving the feedback or receiving the feedback.
Yes.
And I think that it's just another added layer. Again, we know we talked about curiosity is being curious enough to know, where they're coming from and asking, "Hey, the feedback you gave me, whether it's good, bad, ugly, indifferent, can I ask under, can I ask you, why?" Right? Like, it literally is a simple question asking why. Why is this feedback the way it is, right? And I think, again, like going back to my original premise, man, like it's hard on the ego, right? Especially if you have a large sense of self-ego to sit back and actually really listen to it. You know what actually just reminded me, just popped in my head. I saw a YouTube short where there was this audio engineer, sound engineer, and he gave feedback to Eminem, the rapper, and he said, "Hey, your flow is slightly off on this part, and you kind of lost your way on these couple words of lyrics." And apparently, Eminem, as like any celebrity, an artist, at first looked at him and he's like, "Yeah, man, I didn't think so." And that was his way of kind of like shutting the, like, "I don't want your feedback," right? But apparently, Eminem called that engineer later, and this, mind you, someone's like, "Hey, man, Eminem's on the phone. They want to talk to you." And he's like, "Oh crap, I'm getting fired," basically, right? And Eminem called him back and said, "Yeah, you know what? I listened to what you had said, and I listened to that portion of the track." He's like 30 times to try to understand what you were saying. And he goes, "Man, you're right." He goes, "You're a freaking genius to have caught that." And obviously, the guy's still employed with Eminem. In fact, because the way he did it and offered the communication, he backed it up. It wasn't like, "Hey, I think you suck. I think your lyrics suck." It was, "Hey, just what I'm hearing, I think it could be improved lyrically, tonically, tonally, whatever it might be. Tonically, what, I don't even know what that is. Tonally." And for someone as perfectionist like Eminem, the fact he was open to taking that criticism and to really listen to hear what that person is saying and understanding, oh wait, he's a sound engineer, he's a professional, he catches things like that. And that again goes back to, again, understanding the motivations. Like, a sound engineer is not going to tell you suck for the sake of it. There's a reason, right? And I think that's a story, much like your printing paper story that you told me about, of your past mistakes. And it's those types of things that stick to give you that self-criticism of like, okay, you made the mistake, now fix it.
Well, there's two things I took out of that. One is trust, and the other one is self-aware. There had to be a level of trust between the sound engineer and Eminem for the sound engineer to be able to speak up and just sit there and say, "Hey, listen, you know what? I want to help you be better." And there had to be, because if there wasn't that level of trust in any way, shape, or form, Eminem wouldn't have the self-awareness to go back and listen to that track 30 times. And I think
Well,
that
yeah.
there's got to be the trust between the people that they say, "Hey, listen, this person's got my back. This person's not just talking out of their six. They're actually out there trying to make me better and make my music better." And then on the other hand, there's got to be the self-awareness to sit there and say, "Okay, I'm not perfect. Maybe this person has something here. Maybe I better go back before I just dismiss this person and move on, and that track's going to be that way the rest of its through existence, and it's going to drive me crazy. Maybe I better go back and listen to it and sit there and say, you know what? Okay, there's some validity here. What can I do better to do this?" And I think as you come, this comes down to emotional maturity. This comes down to self-awareness. This comes down to the ability to sit there and say, "Okay, I'm not perfect." And none of us need to have the misconception that we are perfect and that the world evolves around us and that we are always right. Because as soon as you have that misconception, the next level of conversation will never happen. Because you assume that you're right, everybody else is wrong, and everybody else needs to be bent to your will. And I think that there's some real challenges in that. And we see that in the world all the time. But the people that are willing to have those conversations and say, "Hey, listen, are you willing to take some criticism here? Are you willing to have a discussion about this? Are you open to looking at this a different way?" And the person says yes, and then you have a meaningful conversation around it. There's obviously been a level of trust that's been built up over a period of time that enables that conversation to happen. That doesn't happen overnight. That happens because day after day, week after week, year after year, you're in the weeds, reaching out and giving a hand and being that professional and doing what you do to the best of your ability and leading by example and all those sorts of things that enable people to sit there and say, "Okay, this is someone worth listening to." And that's what I think that people in this world need to realize that this is a long-term game. And this isn't a short-term thing, that there is no short-term fix. There's no easy answer. And I think that that's where we get to the point where we're able to give good feedback and we're able to receive good feedback.
Some of my favorite managers I've ever had were the ones that were able to take the feedback, process it, and reply or respond to it, right? React to it in a way where you see that their little hamster wheels were, rolling. And it was my favorite thing because they would mull it over. Some would verbalize what they're mulling over, right? Based on the feedback I had given. And they don't always take it, right?
No.
But the fact that you see the cycle going on, that is, you can't ask for more than that. You can't ask for time of consideration because that is, time is valuable. So when someone gives you their time to reconsider, to pause, reflect, I think that's another way to look at the perspective, right? Of if someone takes the time to give you feedback, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, appreciate that they've taken that time because they could have easily just ignored you.
You know what? That's a perfect place to land this plane. So let's leave it there. Let's all be magnanimous. Let's all realize we're not perfect. Let's all realize that people ha hopefully have our best interest in mind, and we all have something to learn. So I'm Ben,
Namsia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.